Welcome back to Kid Short Stories. Today's story is brought to us by Lee and Jesse. Hey guys, they sent us an awesome idea for a story and you can too. Just head over to kidshortstories.org, send us your idea. Maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. And you know what time it is. It's time for Kid Shoutouts. I want to give a special shoutouts to Luca and Isaac from Greenville, South Carolina, Venice and Van from Niagara Falls, Leon from California, Emerson and Elliot from Washington, Jack from New Jersey, Paige from Connecticut, Akash from India, and Charlie and Lulu from Connecticut. Oh, and Lewis from Australia. I am so glad that you are all a part of the Spy Kid team and a part of the Kid Short Stories family. Could not do this without you. Are you guys ready for today's adventure? Me too, let's go! Lee, are you there? Come in, over. That was Jesse. Jesse was back at Spy Kids headquarters and was radioing in to Lee about a very important mission. Lee and his sidekick Gordon were both riding in a helicopter, flying over the ocean just to make sure everything was safe. And Jesse had just received an urgent message. Lee, Gordon, come in, over. Shh. This is Lee and Gordon here. Jesse, what's the word? Psh. All right, great to hear from you guys. Okay, so we have reports of some kind of, there's an island out there that there's like a lot of big barrels and bottles being dumped into the ocean, and we're worried that it's polluting the water. Can you go check out the island? I'll send you the coordinates. Psh. Sure thing, let's go. Lee and Gordon turned the helicopter and headed straight towards the coordinates. Lee had been in Spy Kids for a very long time, and he was a very experienced Spy Kid and had a very special sidekick. Remember, I had mentioned Gordon was also in the helicopter with Lee? Gordon is actually a spy cat. Yeah, Gordon's an orange kitty that's on the Spy Kids team. Gordon had been trained in all kinds of ninja moves, and you should have seen those cat skills. When Gordon took on bad guys, oh man, you should look out. Those bad guys would take off running because they had always heard about Gordon, the spy kitty. Well, Lee and Gordon were flying around the ocean searching for this island that those reports, what were they again? Oh yeah, they were dumping all kinds of barrels and bottles and stuff into the ocean that was probably polluting it. Oh, there it is over there, Gordon. Let's head that way. As they turned the helicopter around a cliff corner, they saw the island way out there, but they were getting closer. And as they looked down into the water, they could see this trail of this like black, goopy stuff coming from the island. And oh, what's that over there? Gordon, let's set the helicopter down on the beach there. I see a whole bunch of animals washed up. Let's check it out. As they set the helicopter down on the beach, they got out of the helicopter, and sure enough, it was terrible. There were octopuses and starfish and jellyfish spread out all over the beach. They weren't dead, but they were very sick. Something had poisoned them, and they were rolling around. It looked like they were holding their tummies like they had a really bad tummy ache. And Gordon, who's the spy kitty, was able to talk to other animals. So he ran over to one of the octopuses to ask what had happened. And after they talked for a minute, Gordon came back over and told Lee everything.
Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow.
Did you understand all that? Oh, that's right. Sorry, you probably don't speak kitty. Well, Lee was really good at speaking kitty. And what it said was the octopus had said while they were swimming in the water and just living in the ocean, this goopy black stuff came out of nowhere in the ocean. And when it touched any animal, it made him instantly very sick. And they needed to get out of the water so that it wouldn't touch them anymore. And that's why they were all laying on the beach. But it's not going to be good if it lasts much longer, because those sea creatures, they need to stay in the water. So we need to find a way to get rid of all that icky black stuff, right? And that was the message that Gordon told Lee. All right, Gordon, let's get back in the helicopter. We got to fly over to the island and see what's going on. Maybe it's, you know, maybe those people don't even know that what they're doing is hurting people, so hurting other creatures. So let's go check out, let's see what's going on. They got back into the helicopter and took off. All right, Gordon, do you see any place to land? Yeah, that sounds like a great plan. Lee and Gordon carefully set the helicopter down. There wasn't any, like, helicopter pads, but there was kind of a place. Oh, no! It's sinking mud! Pull it up, pull it up, pull it up! The helicopter was getting stuck in the mud. Oh, no! It's actually really stuck! Oh, no. All right, Gordon, let's get out and we gotta survey the damage and see what's going on. Lee and Gordon both got out of the helicopter, and sure enough, oh man, the bottom of the helicopter was stuck in the mud. It wasn't gonna pull it down any further. It looks like it hit the bottom, but we're gonna need some kind of tow truck or tow helicopter to come pull us out of this. Oh boy. All right, well, let's go take a look around and see what's going on. As they started to walk around, Gordon's kitty senses started to get on high alert. Gordon, are you thinking what I'm thinking? Lee said. They were getting a bad feeling. They couldn't see anyone on this island. But as they were looking at all the barrels and buckets and things, they saw some logos on there that looked like they were from the Purple Ninjas. Yes, those Purple Ninjas, the real ones. All right, we gotta call this into headquarters. Jesse, are you there? Jesse's here at HQ. Did you guys solve the mystery at the island? Not yet, Jesse. But we did just find a whole bunch of stuff that has logos of the Purple Ninjas. We're pretty sure that they're doing something terrible here. So if you could send a backup team, that would be super helpful, because I'm not sure if we're going to be able to take on... Oh, gosh. What's that? Oh, no. Go, 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 go! Just then, Lee and Gordon saw Purple Ninjas coming out from a cave.
This is perfect. If we poison all the water, then all the animals are going to turn evil.
Oh no! All those animals that have tummy aches, it's not just tummy aches. The Purple Ninjas are turning them evil. This is worse than we thought. All right, Gordon, I don't know what to do. But, those barrels over there. Let's get them out of the shore. There were some barrels that had just fallen into the ocean, and they were able to pull them out and set them back on the island. But they had to stay low and stay out of sight so the Purple Ninjas wouldn't see them. All right. Oh, we gotta think. What do we do? Gordon, I'm gonna head back to the helicopter. Can you keep a watch? I'm gonna see if I can grab any of our gear in there, and just hang tight, I'll be right back. What was that sound? A door opened! And just then, there were Purple Ninjas everywhere. And Lee was exposed. He didn't have any of his spy gears back at the helicopter. He wasn't able to get back there in time.
Hello there. What are you doing here? Are you on the Spy Kid team?
Yeah. Well, what you guys are doing is really bad. Me and my partner are here to stop you from poisoning the whole ocean.
What partner? It looks like it's just you.
And then Gordon, the spy kitty, came flying out of nowhere.
Is that a kitty?
And just then, all the purple ninjas took off screaming.
What? Are they afraid of cats?
Oh no, I'm already starting to itch.
Did you know that purple ninjas are allergic to cats?
Me neither.
And just like that, all the purple ninjas dove into the water to swim to their getaway boat. And they were gone. They were so afraid. And it worked out perfectly according to plan. They left all their poison behind. And now Spy Kids headquarters was on their way to clean up this giant mess.
Wow! Lee and Jesse and Gordon, you guys saved the day! Great job protecting all of our sea creatures in the ocean from turning evil from those nasty purple ninjas. We'll see you next time on Kids Short Stories. Bye!